South Sudan in Focus on The Voice of America. I'm John Tanza in Washington, working on this program via remote. Here are some of the top stories making news across South Sudan this Tuesday, August 16, 2022. One of Kenya's presidential candidates has dismissed Monday's election results announced by the chairman of the Independent Elections Boundary Commission.
Our view in Azimio is clear. The figures announced by Mr. Chebukati are null and void.
And SPLAIO lawmakers who boycotted parliamentary sessions at the National Legislative Assembly have resumed attending sessions.
The SPLAIO Parliamentary Caucus, in its meeting dated 14th of August 2022, resolved to terminate its boycott of parliamentary business effective today.
We'll have these stories and more coming up on South Sudan. Raila Odinga, one of Kenya's presidential candidates on the Azimio coalition, has rejected the results of the elections announced by Wafula Chebukati, the head of the Independent Elections and Boundary Commission, on Monday. Addressing the nation, Odinga dismissed the results.
Our view in Azimio is clear. The figures announced by Mr. Chebukati are null and void. I repeat, the figures announced by Mr. Chebukati are null and void and must be quashed by a court of law. In our view, there's neither a legally and validly declared winner nor a president elect.
Mr. Odinga accused Chebukati of acting with gross impunity and in total disregard to the constitution and the laws of Kenya.
I do not want to fully address our strategies going forward. But suffice it to note that we will be pursuing all constitutional and legal options available to us. We will do so because we regard the many flaws in the elections and the wrongs committed by the IEBC as fatal to the process and the outcome announced by Mr. Chebukati.
Mr. Odinga said his group will pursue constitutional, lawful channels and processes to invalidate what he called Mr. Chebukati's illegal and unconstitutional announcement, adding his group is certain that justice will prevail. He urged Kenyans and the friends and partners of Kenya abroad to stand tall and be counted as his coalition seeks to advance the ideals of democracy and open society he says he has always stood for. Some commuters who frequent the Juba Nimule Highway are asking the government to deploy security forces to escort travelers along the road. Some drivers say the government should also provide the security forces with vehicles to do their work. A police spokesperson says the government deployed more security personnel along the highway following last week's ambush, which left three people dead. For VOA News, Viola Elias reports from Juba.
Taxi driver John Kanuto says driving along the Juba Nimule Highway has never been easy since one cannot be sure of their safety. Kanuto says there has been continuous attack and ambushes along the highway for a long time, but insecurity does not stop travelers from using the road. He says most drivers believe it is only God that protects them from the attacks along the road.
It's true, there are attackers along the Juba Nimule Highway, and it is true that there are also security forces along the road. But still, attacks and ambushes continue to happen. Nobody has been able to explain why these attacks keep on happening, because whenever the government stations forces in a location, sometimes the attackers also move to a place where there are no forces to attack. I think the government doesn't listen to citizens, because if they do, they will provide the forces along the roads with money and food so that they can be able to provide maximum security.
Kanuto says soldiers patrolling the highway are hungry and tired. Santino John, another taxi driver on the Nimule Juba Highway, says he is not afraid to drive along the road since it is his only means of survival. John says the attacks and ambushes happened by surprise, making it difficult for forces to apprehend the attackers. He urges authorities to deploy more security forces along the highway, especially in the bushy areas, and to give them vehicles.
Let the authorities deploy more forces along the roads, because there are places with no security forces. Sometimes you find soldiers seated under the trees with no vehicles to help them go and rescue an attack whenever it is reported to them. And that makes it difficult for them to reach the crime scene on foot. So I am urging concerned authorities if they can support the security forces along the roads with vehicles, then I think we wouldn't hear of attack along the Juba Nimule Highway.
South Sudan National Police spokesperson Major General Daniel Justin says the police deploy more security forces along the Juba Nimule Highway following last week's deadly attack. Justin acknowledges that in the past, the government did very little to provide security forces with the provisions they need, but he says that has changed. He disputes the claim that security forces lack vehicles, arguing the only time police are unable to respond to attack on the highway is when an incident is reported late.
What happened is that the attackers seem to communicate among themselves. Whenever they realize a vehicle traveling without a security escort, we usually tell taxi drivers not to drive in the evening or call us in case of an emergency, that we alert the forces on the roads that there is a vehicle which has an urgent matter needed to travel at night. That way, we can be able to provide security escort to travel along them. But the drivers don't listen. They think we don't want them to travel.
Last Tuesday, an identified gunman opened fire on a bus traveling along the Juba Nimule Highway, killing the bus driver, his assistant, and one passenger. Justin says the security situation along the highway is normal after that attack. Last year, a number of truck drivers were killed along the same road, after which authorities deploy additional soldiers to patrol the highway. For VOA News, I am Viola Elias in Juba.
Still in Juba, lawmakers representing the SPLM-IO in the National Legislative Assembly, who had boycotted the parliamentary sessions over the past 2 months to protest against the manner in which Parliament approved the political parties bill, have returned to the House. SPLM-IO official Nathaniel Oye told reporters in Juba that the issues that led to the boycott have been resolved. For VOA News, Wake Simon Wood reports from Juba.
Oyed Nathaniel, the first deputy speaker of the Transitional National Legislative Assembly, emerged from a meeting with the parliament leaders yesterday to tell reporters that SPLM-IO lawmakers have ended their boycott.
The SPLM-IO Parliamentary Caucus, in its meeting dated 14th of August 2022, resolved to terminate its boycott of parliamentary business effective today, Monday, 15th of August 2022. We would like to state that the termination of the boycott is in line with the advice of the two principals and the advice of the RGMEC and the NCAC.
RGMEC stands for the Revitalized Joint Monitoring and Evaluation Commission, and NCAC stands for the National Constitutional Amendment Committee, a body established by the peace deal to draft reform bills to be passed by Parliament. Last Thursday, Kir and Machar discussed a number of issues, including the SPLM-IO lawmakers' boycott. A statement released by the Office of the President said he and Machar agreed to resolve the contentious issue through Parliament by the Speaker of the National Assembly. Earlier this month, Major General Charles Tai Gitwai, who chairs the Revitalized Joint Monitoring and Evaluation Commission, wrote to President Kiir informing him that the political parties bill was controversially passed in June. In the letter sent by South Sudan in Focus, Gitwai said lawmakers tampered with some of the provisions in the bill, substantially altering its intent. He says there were about 10 changes made, including conditions to be observed by political parties and a threshold number of members every party should obtain in each state in order to register. Gitwai urged Kir to resolve the issue in the spirit of consensus and inclusivity as required by the peace agreement. Nathaniel says the president already signed the political parties bill into law and that it can no longer be tabled back to parliament unless a motion is raised to carry out that endeavor. He says bills that have been passed by the assembly during the absence of SPLM-IO lawmakers have not been signed into law and will be reintroduced for further debate, which includes the Wildlife Service Bill and the Constitutional Making Process Bill.
The resolutions of the two principles is very clear that those bills that were passed by the parliament and not assented to by the president shall be returned back for deliberation in the house with the participation of the SPLM-IO members of parliament.
Standing alongside Nathaniel, John Aganye, assembly chairperson of the Committee on Information and Communication, confirmed to reporters that Kir and Machar have resolved the issue and the assembly has been directed to resolve the dispute.
Our president, General Salva Kiir Mayardit, together with his first vice president, they have actually made it forward to discuss it in a cool manner. And they have managed to inform us that we should use the consensus because the agreement is an unusual situation.
In June, SPLM-IO lawmakers led by Nathaniel walked out of a session of the National Assembly over what they called the controversial passing of the political parties bill. For VOA News, I'm Waki Simon Wudu in Juba.
Listening to South Sudan in Focus on the Voice of America. Coming up, members of Jonglei State Trade Union have been arrested. Find out why after the break.
What do you think? People speak out on important questions. The question today:
what puts a smile on your face?
I have a group called Lishi. It's a group full of young children. So when I dance with them, it puts a smile on my face. Makes me happy.
What puts a smile on my face is good food and good people.
Okay, when I see good food and good friends around, well, I smile.
My husband, too, puts a smile on my face. He cracks jokes. He likes cracking jokes, and that makes me happy.
One thing that puts a smile on my face is to see somebody who's been in trouble or who has had great challenges and then he has broken through, his life is better, their lives have improved, their marriages, their business. It brings joy to my heart to see people becoming better.
What do you think? A daily discussion of important questions from VOA.
A message in the public interest from VOA Africa.
The World Health Organization and Africa Center for Disease Control say we all can help fight the global pandemic by frequently washing our hands with soap and water or using hand sanitizers. For more information on protecting yourself and others, check with reliable sources such as the WHO and Africa Center for Disease Control. And remember to listen to VOA for the latest on COVID-19.
That was a message in the public interest from VOA Africa.
South Sudan in Focus is now on WhatsApp. Send us a message on +1 202 630 8011. Tell us what's happening in your area or give us your feedback on the stories you hear on South Sudan in Focus. We look forward to hearing from you on WhatsApp. That number again, +1 202 630 8011.
You're listening to South Sudan in Focus on the Voice of America. The Jonglei State Workers Trade Union is calling for the release of its members who were arrested on Friday. The spokesperson of the union says a protest will continue until they receive their back pay and their leaders are released unconditionally. The Minister of Information in Jonglei State says the State Finance Ministry has been instructed to pay all civil servants. For VOA News, Dengai Deng reports from Bor.
In an August 11th letter, Jonglei State Police Commissioner Major General Ilia Costa, who is also Secretary of the State Security Committee run by the Governor, ordered the arrest of three men. David Mayending, chairperson of the Jonglei State Workers Trade Union, Samuel Majer Lodge, the union secretary, and Ruben Matiop Mayol, the leader of the teachers' union. Police arrested all three on Friday. This morning, dozens of civil servants protested in the streets, demanding the release of their leaders as well as 5 months in salary arrears. While reading out workers' petition to members of parliament on the grounds of the State Assembly today, Ibrahim Diu, spokesperson of the Jonglei Workers' Trade Union, says protest will continue until their demands are met.
Demand the following from Jonglei State Government. 1. Release of our leaders from police detention. Mr. David Mayandeng, Mr. Samuel Majer Lodge, and Mr. Robin Matiom Mayor. 2. Full payment of September and October 2021 salary arrears for the 9 counties and 10 ministries. Improve working conditions of Jonglei State civil servants in their respective counties and ministries. His Excellency, we seek your urgent intervention. 2. It is worth noting that civil servants will continue to effect work strikes in all the state ministries and peaceful demonstrations will continue until such a time when our demands are met.
The three men have remained in police detention for the last 3 days without being arraigned in a court of law. Diu says the protesters are demanding the immediate and unconditional release of the civil servant leaders or that they be charged with an offense. Amir Aten Alier, Speaker of the State Assembly, says she will meet with Governor Dine Jok Jagor today to ensure that the detained civil servants are released.
I have received your message and I will now go to meet the governor. I will go and see what will come out of the meeting. When I came, I met with him because there are administrative issues that need to be resolved. Even the parliament is part of it.
Major General Ilia Costa declined to comment on the detained civil servants, saying he will first meet with the governor before speaking to the media. Jonglei State Information Minister John Samuel Manyuan says the State Finance Ministry has been instructed to pay civil servants their back salaries so they return to work.
This was communicated to the leaders of the civil servant that yes, the committee were dissolved. This was shared with them. That was one of the number one condition. Number two are the arrears. So we already shared with them. However, they continue to still not share this information with the civil servants. And this clearly tells us they have different intention that they want to use in the pretext of the arrears and the committee which the government have already addressed. And that is the very reason why the government is taking measures.
This is not the first time civil servants have gone on a strike in Bor. In February, at least 9 people were injured after hundreds of protesters clashed with bodyguards of Governor Jagor in Bor town. Hundreds of angry civil servants marched to Jagor's office after he deducted money from their salaries to pay for security services. For VOA News, I am Dengai Deng in Bor.
A controversial resettlement and land distribution efforts by Amhara authorities in Western Tigray, allowing ethnic Amhara access to land, is drawing protest from locals in the disputed region. With rare access to the town of Maekadra, reporter Henry Wilkins spoke to ethnic Tigrayans who claim they are being forced from the region and ethnic Amharas who claim they are neglected because of new arrivals. Henry Wilkins reports from Addis Ababa.
The state-funded Ethiopian Human Rights Commission in Addis Ababa recently told VOA it could investigate claims of land being redistributed unlawfully in the disputed region of Western Tigray. According to a Reuters report published in June 2021, Amhara regional authorities were encouraging ethnic Amharas to move into Maikadra in Western Tigray, an area that has been administrated by the Tigray region for decades. Amhara regional officials claimed 500,000 ethnic Amharas were forced off their land during the 30-year reign of the previous government, dominated by one of the parties in the ruling coalition, the Tigray People's Liberation Front, TPLF, which held power until 2018. VOA cannot independently verify that claim. The report also said Tigrayans were being illegally forced off their land as part of an effort to move ethnic Amharas into the disputed land, adding to rights groups' concerns of ethnic cleansing. Since then, Amhara officials have been reluctant to give information on the scale of the plan to settle ethnic Amharas in the land previously inhabited by Tigrayans. Some told VOA in May, however, that ethnic Amharas continue to move into the disputed land. But ethnic Tigrayans are not the only ones impacted by ethnic-based land distribution, residents say. Given rare access to Maikadra, a town in western Tigray, VOA found a protest organised by ethnic Amharas against new arrivals from the same ethnic group. Protesters claim long-term residents are being neglected. Henry Wilkins for VOA News, Maikadra, Ethiopia.
What do you think? People speak out on important questions. The question today:
is wealth an important factor when making marriage decisions?
Wealth is not an important factor when making marriage decisions because most wealth is best acquired when you're together as a couple.
Of course, I think that any decision that involves another person, it's only fair to include wealth as an important thing. Like, I can live on almost no money, but I couldn't expect my wife or my children to.
Not wealth, but security, financial security. Because if you're planning to have kids, then you need to provide for them.
What do you think? A daily discussion of important questions from VOA.
This is a message in the public interest from VOA Africa.
Hello, I'm VOA health correspondent Linor Modou. The World Health Organization and Africa Centers for Disease Control say we all can help fight the global pandemic by frequently washing our hands or using hand sanitizers. For more information on protecting yourself and others, check with reliable sources such as the WHO and Africa CDC. And remember to listen to VOA for the latest on COVID-19.
That was a message in the public interest from VOA Africa.
South Sudan in Focus is now on WhatsApp. Send us a message on +1 202 630 8011. Tell us what's happening in your area or give us your feedback on the stories you hear on South Sudan in Focus. We look forward to hearing from you on WhatsApp. That number again, +1 202 630 8011.
This is a message in the public interest from VOA Africa.
During this pandemic, the World Health Organization and Africa Center for Disease Control say if you have a fever, a cough, or have trouble breathing, you should stay at home and contact a healthcare facility. For more information, check with reliable sources such as the WHO and Africa CDC. And remember to listen to VOA for the latest health news.
That was a message in the public interest from VOA Africa.
Bitum Brothers, Nasty and Freedom Boys, NEM.
That's all we prepared for you this Tuesday. I'm your host, John Townsend, Washington. Thanks for taking time to be with us this evening. Join us again tomorrow for another edition of South Sudan in Focus from the Voice of America.
me anatani. Gamasu anazede mama. Bukora ita bisekiri muha.